Erevin Perek Zayin Mishnah Zayin. Nisma ta'ochel, if the amount of food that's needed to be set aside for Eruv v'chatzeros or Shitufa Muvos, that shear is going to be said in the next Mishnah. But if that shear has dwindled and there's not enough, and the Rabbeinu Yonason says we're obviously dealing with before Shabbos, that it got too low. The amount of food was diminished before Shabbos, because if you had the right shear on the onset of Shabbos, even if that shear doesn't exist anymore, once the beginning of Shabbos hits and you have the proper shear, the Erev or the Shetufa Muvos is fine. But the case here is that before Shabbos, there wasn't enough food. But last week, the previous Shabbos, there was, let's say, Eruv Chatzeros. So Mosif u'Mezakeh. So all you need to do is you can add on to the food, and you can be Mezakeh through that additional amount. You are, let's say, the one that's holding the food in your Rishus. You could be Mezakeh, the additional amount needed to complete the shear. Ve'ein Tzorech Lehodiah. And you don't even need to tell them, you don't need their consent, it's understood. Since they initially did this with you, we understand they're going to want to do it again, and the klal is zoichen la'odim shaloi befanov. You don't even need their consent, it's understood. And the Mishnah Rav explains is dealing with a case where, let's say there were different types of foods that he had in the barrel, and there was still a little bit left from all these foods, and he wanted to add an additional food to get the complete shear. So even though it's an additional food, it's a new food, it's not the same food that was used to make the initial Erev. Nevertheless, because all of the initial food still exist, you can add on to it. Furthermore, the Rav explains, let's say there was one food, and that food completely was finished before Shabbos. If you are going to use the same food, even though that food was completely finished, you can also be Mezakeh if it's the same exact food that was there from the beginning. The only issue would be if both of those things were missing. Number one, you weren't using the same food at all. And number two, there wasn't anything left from some of the previous foods that were there in the barrel. Then it would be a problem. Now, what's going to be the problem? Why wouldn't anybody want to make an Erev? We're going to see now what the problem would be. If there's new people in this chatzar, in this mavoi, Mosif and Mezakeh v'tzarech lodia. So you could be Mosif and Mezakeh, but you have to tell them, you have to get their consent. And the Rav explains that it's Dafka, where the Chotzer has two openings to two different Muvos. So who says that these two new guys want to be able to carry with the people from Mavoi A? Maybe they want to carry with the people from Mavoi B. So who says it's a Schus for them? Therefore, you have to tell them and get their consent. Basha Einkein, if there's a Chotzer that's opened up to only one Mavoi, and these Chatzeros are only opened up to one Mavoi, so then there'd be no problem of doing Shetuf and Muvos, and you wouldn't even have to tell them, even if they're newcomers, because of Zachen La'adam Shaloi Befanov. And that also explains the previous case in the Mishnah, that the case has to be Dafka, where there was more than one opening, more than one Pesach. And that's the only time that you would not be able to be Mosif, even if there is no more food left over, and you wanted to use a different species, because it may be a Chova. So that's why it would be Tzarech Lahudiyah in that case. Mashenkin, if there's only one, you would never need to say it, because of Zachen La'adam Shaloi Befanov.